blast from the past. The Carpenters, Karen Carpenter. Yep. And I'm sorry that you all didn't get to see that, but it was very pretty. I don't know. We're having some technical difficulties with the back screens not deciding to work. Projector, rather, is not deciding to work. So there we go. It's been a busy week and a big week. We've had lots going on, and it seems like everything that we're studying in disciple class on Tuesday night kind of comes true for everything that's coming on in, if you're going through the lectionary for this time of year. Of course, this time of year is making its way up, of course, until we begin in Lent, and then, of course, as we make our way through Holy Week, from Palm Sunday to Easter Sunday, and we see all the things that changes. We've been doing a lot of talking, and in fact, in Disciple, we're in the book of John right now. And something that everybody the other night hadn't realized, I asked them, I said, what's the difference in the synoptic gospels of Matthew, Mark, and Luke in their stories? And Jesus' ministry, and what's the difference with it in John? In Matthew, Mark, and Luke, Jesus' ministry was only 1 year. But in John's gospel, it was 3 years. So we talked about different things that we see and that we're hearing, and all the things of the Sermon on the Plain and the Sermon on the Mount. The Sermon on the Mount's in Matthew's gospel. The Sermon on the Plain is in Luke's gospel. And that's where we are today as Jesus teaches and heals. Luke chapter 6, verses 17 through 26. It says, He came down with them and stood there on a level place with a great crowd of the disciples and a great multitude of people from all of Judea, Jerusalem, and the coast of Tyre and Sidon. And they did come to hear Him and to be healed of their diseases. And those who were troubled with unclean spirits were cured. And all of the crowd were trying just to touch Him, for power came out from Him and healed all of them. Then He looked up at His disciples and He said, Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you will be filled. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you and when they exclude you, revile you, and defame you on account of all of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, for surely your reward is great in heaven, for that is what their ancestors did to the prophets. But then He says, But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are full now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who are laughing now, for you will mourn and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for that is what their ancestors did to the false prophets. This is the word of God this day for us as children. Thanks be to God.